This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We definitely need to help. We got to stop these margin calls. Andy's going to be talking about that a little bit later on. We have two types of margin calls, folks. We have the margin calls on pipeline, and we have the margin calls on MSRs. Both are just devastating lenders. And it looks like they may have fixed the margin calls on MSRs, and it looks like the Fed may have listened, and we're seeing Fed buying really slowing down today. But let's get into what's going on the markets with Joe Farr. Joe, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Hey, Dave. You know, the Fed being in the market the way they are is making it a little bit choppy. There's some securities that are down, some are up. Right now, the Fannie Freddie 2.5% is about where it ended the day on Friday, but it has been up as much as 0.5 earlier in the day. And so, you know, the volatility continues. The Dow's up pretty nice, up over 500 points. So the Fed, and some of that's due to the uncertainty that's no longer there regarding the stimulus package. Pending home sales number came out today. It exceeded expectations. What that is it's a measure of contracts signed by previously owned homes, but this data was for February, so it doesn't do us a lot of good. Looking at last week, it was a little less volatile than the week before, at least for MBS prices. You know, the Fed was in it in a very erratic way the week before, and as they kept making changes to what they were going to do and buy, they were moving the market in a very volatile way. They were still doing it, you know, in a big way this most recent past week, but at least they were a little bit more consistent in their message. They did announce late in the day on Friday that they were going to reduce their purchases of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Treasuries they had been buying at $75 billion a day, and that was going to be reduced to $60, and they had been buying mortgage-backed securities at about $60 billion a day, and that was going to be reduced to $40, and you might have some more information on that if you want to relay that now, Dave.
Well, we are, again, I was on the phone call with a number of people, number of executives, mortgage executives, who are talking to the highest levels. I don't want to mention names in here, but literally individuals that were talking to Powell directly, or I mean leading individuals, I mean those that lived through the previous meltdown, you can figure out who those might be, but they were talking to Powell over the weekend, begging him to slow down purchases because every time the Fed was in buying, it drives interest rates lower, which triggered more margin calls. And we had margin calls that I know some of the numbers there with clients, and it's in the tens of millions of dollars, folks. I mean, it's unbelievable. And in one particular large aggregator, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's so significant that companies cannot sustain that. I don't care what their balance sheet is. Some of them were well positioned with plenty of cash. At least they thought so until they went into that storm, Joe. And then it got so bad where literally this week, if the Feds are not being proactive, we'll see some major, major lenders going out of business. The headline that was published, I couldn't believe it, was that Quicken may need, there was speculation. It wasn't a report saying they definitely did. It was speculation saying that Quicken could even need a bailout and need some money. So that bailout wasn't exactly the words, but it's very close to that. I can't remember exactly what the words, but it was definitely they are going to need some help. And so, and it all kind of was the MSR issue and some market volatility. So it was a double whammy. So sure. One's been taken care of, but hopefully, Joe, we're going to hear that the Feds have slowed down. And it seems by all evidence this morning, the Feds have really slowed down their buying. So hopefully we're going to see some stability.
Yeah, it looks like it's about 9:30 Eastern time, too, because it really took a turn. MBS prices were up pretty big, up a 0.5 again Monday morning, this morning, and then just turned lower at 9:39, maybe closer to 10. But, and when they're in there buying, it does change the market.
Dramatically.
Yeah, other things during the last week, Dave, not of much significance given the big stuff that's going on. But as we talked about in last week's show, jobless claims were coming, and they could be a big number, and they certainly were a big number, much bigger than people I was quoting had expected, and I think much bigger than most people expected at 3.2 million. This Thursday's jobless claims number is supposed to be about that same amount. So you know, still have lots of bad news coming out, coming our way. Good thing, though, as you mentioned earlier, as Rob mentioned, the stimulus package was signed, so it eliminates one of those uncertainties. And, you know, that was looking to be more and more positive last week. It did help the stock market and actually helped the stock market achieve its biggest weekly gain since 1938. So looking at this week, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the market with the Fed. If the Fed slows their purchases, we might see a little pullback in MBS prices, which means something to your customers that are looking to refinance, but it means other things to hedgers and servicing managers, et cetera. So need to pay attention. We do have a lot more data coming out this week that is relevant to the effect of the coronavirus, in that we have consumer confidence tomorrow. We'll see how much the consumer has been impacted by this. Wednesday, we have ADP, employment change, and ISM in manufacturing index. Thursday, another jobless claim, and as I mentioned, another 3 million new claims expected. And then on Friday, the March non-farm payrolls come out. The consensus is for a loss of 100,000 jobs. And unemployment rate increased to 3.9% from 3.5% now. Both those sound like less than I think will happen. But, you know, it is March data and a more current look at what's going on, and could be bad.
Well, well, certainly we can anticipate more volatility this week, hopefully. Not with the Fed buying. Hopefully that'll slow down and bring some stability in that side of it. That will bring much, much miraculous needed help. I mean, to those that are going through it right now, it'll feel like a miracle, but it's manageable. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much. So grateful for our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerates, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendorsurf, and Vidyard. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Apologize for the podcast going a little longer, but I think it was worth it. I'd love to hear from you how you're doing, and keep me posted. What's going on at your company? Be at 512-632-2900. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.